This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel. The new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
A new top of the top 500.
ISC kicks off in Leipzig.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of HPC Wire Soundbite for June 17th, 2013, live from the International Supercomputing Conference in Leipzig. I'm Addison Snell with Intersect 360 Research, and filling in for Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire, is my partner, Chris Willard, chief research officer of Intersect 360 Research. Chris, thanks for joining me, partner.
My pleasure.
Well, the editors are all off busy writing up the news, and there's always a lot of it right at the start of the conference. And, of course, the big news at the top is the new top 500 list went official. And as expected, we have a new sheriff in town at the top of the list, the Tianhe 2 system, or Milky Way 2 system, at the National Defense Technologies in Guangzhou, China, roughly doubling the top of the list at almost 55 petaflops peak performance, achieving just better than 30 petaflops sustained.
One of the really interesting aspects about this system is their ability to scale up the overall system. We're looking at about 32,000 Ivory Bridge processors plus about 48,000 Xeon Phi processors. This compares to the number two player, former number one, Titan at Oak Ridge National Labs, which has roughly half the number of processors all the way around, roughly 17,000 AMD Interlago systems, plus about 19,000 NVIDIA boards.
Right. 18,000 Interlagos boards, 18,000 NVIDIA boards. What we're seeing is with the NUDT Tianhe 2 or Milky Way 2, it's roughly doubling everything across the board. It was double the peak performance. It's double the number of processors. It's double the power consumption. It's double the system memory, doubling. It's a near doubling of the high-performance LINPACK score, which at Oak Ridge is still at 17.6 petaflops. We didn't quite double that, going up over 30 petaflops. Now, there might be still more optimization that they can squeeze out of this Xeon 5-based system. So I think it would be too early to cry that it's not as efficient as the other one, as the other system yet. Titan's been deployed for a little longer, but still getting up to 30 petaflops sustained on LINPACK, fairly impressive. Plus, it doesn't quite double the size of the system. You're going from the total footprint of 400 square meters up to 720 square meters. So really pushing the showing that they can continue to scale out these technologies just out to a new level of scale.
So the question is, how many more times can we use this technique to move up the petaflop rating? How many times can we double the overall size of the system in order to drive our way to exaflops?
That's exactly the point. If there's any criticism that we've heard in what's really a marvelous system, a great achievement, it's that it didn't show any increase in the power efficiency of the system or the performance efficiency of the system. And therefore, you know, can you just keep scaling out? If you're at 50 petaflops at 20 megawatts, by the time you go times another 20 to get out to exascale, you're going to be at 20 times 20 megawatts. 400 megawatts is a pretty big power consumption.
It is indeed.
Need scalability across the performance spectrum? The Cray XC30 supercomputer family delivers on Cray's commitment to an adaptive supercomputing architecture that provides both extreme scalability and sustained performance, leveraging a robust processor roadmap, high-performance interconnect, and flexible network topology. Users can configure the exact machine to meet their specific requirements today and also remain confident that they can upgrade and enhance their system to address the most challenging multi-petaflop application demands of the future. To learn more about Intel Xeon processor-enabled Cray supercomputers, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
Now, that's not all the new news that we had coming out of the show. Chris, you and I both got to sit in on the keynote from Bill Daly. Any interesting things you had to take away from that?
I think one of the more interesting comments was to flatly state that parallelism was the only path to improved application performance.
Right, right. He came out pretty strongly on parallelism.
And he also made the statement that there was a real need to move to new programming models and programming strategies in order to get effective parallelism out of the systems.
So we've been on MPI a long time. What do you think about that statement?
MPI may be getting a little long in the tooth. On the other hand, it allows people to instrument codes and use their knowledge of C and Fortran in order to build new codes.
Right.
I think that it's a bold statement, but it may be a reality check on where we are.
Yeah, Bill tended to come down on really the complete disconnect in programming model, that we needed something new as opposed to something more like an MPI plus.
Yeah, you know, if we're really going to get serious about parallelism, and I know there are a lot of people who have been very serious about it for the last 20 years.
Sure.
However, if we're going to take it to the next level, it may require a new generation of software at the compiler and tools level. The point made in the keynote was that we are asking the programmer to do too much of the task that is best solved by computers in terms of doing the bookkeeping and the tracking and optimization of where data is placed and where tasks are assigned and where barriers are made.
I thought that was one of the more colorful parts of his presentation, where he really started by saying, yes, we need parallelism, but first of all, you shouldn't be afraid of it. Parallel programming isn't as hard as all that, except that his premise was that we make it harder than it needs to be, and he used the analogy of watching your kid's soccer game and coaching the team and saying, don't steal the ball from your teammate. And extrapolating that to say that the programmer, the software tools, and the compute architecture all have a position to play on the team, and where you introduce complexity is when the programmer takes on the responsibility of the architecture or the tools by doing things manually that the tools or the architecture ought to take care of for you.
Now, that said, the tools and the architecture aren't taking care of it for you now.
Well, that was what I wanted to get your views on, is how realistic do you think that is?
The point is well taken, that we need better tools.
It's really a very lively show going on here at ISC. There's content starting earlier. There's a lot of good sessions going on. The booths look great. They opened earlier than they have in the past. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the week.
Looks like it's going to be an exciting week, Addison.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris, and I'll see you again soon.
Take care.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel. The new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.